Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Spo, man. He goes, what in the hell am I going to say after this one? We just... found another way to lose. Played our ass off, but a bank shot three with it under a second left, and that's the ball game. With Bam Adebayo on the guy with a pretty good defense right there. And honestly, he never called bank. Yeah, there's no question of lucky shot, but these are the kind of things happen when you're losing games and you can't figure out how to win and talks about it. And this is the one that all coaches go to. You know, through the years, you know, my guys are playing hard. They love playing together. They give it everything they have. And I was thinking about Chris talking about the offensive line room. Like, I love those guys. They work hard. And you're like, okay, we're not questioning any of that stuff. Most O-lines work hard, and they're the group that does all the dirty work, and they don't get credit for anything, and they get it. Yeah, usually, but it's about how you're playing. So Spo trying hard. So last night, Woody, I watched ESPN pregame, and again, I always like to hear what outsiders have to say. Kendrick Perkins came out and said Pat Riley's damn near 80 years old. He got stepped down. It's a young man's game. And you and I were just talking about during the break. And a lot of this is if you're a Jimmy Butler fan and you thought, you know, Pat went old school, he didn't need to, and well, that's just, you can't do that in today's game. I know it's the same thing we talk about in football. And now, in fairness, a couple of others go, I don't know, man, that guy's done a lot of winning in the last 8 or 9 years. You're getting too caught up in age here and not what the man can still do. And I thought it was interesting because I'm the same way. Like, Pat Riley can leave on his own. He'll know when it's time to leave. Pat will know. I think he's still really into it and knows how it needs to look, obviously. And then the other part of this is, if you know, everybody says the same thing in this town. You need a Pat Riley kind of guy to run your organization. You need an actual guy in that sport that's been a player, been a head coach, knows what he wants the culture to look like. He's built it. It's his culture. Excuse me. And so, like, who are you going to put in there? Like, I'm all for it if people are going, well, Pat, you know, he, like, okay, you're going to get caught up. Yeah, he is 80. There's no question. He is 80.
Would you be surprised if he stepped down?
I would be shocked.
Okay.
Does he look like he's ready to step down? I think I think Pat's on more of a mission to get this thing flipped around quickly.
That's not going to be easy.
When Pat walks in the room for those players and his head coach, who's considered to be one of the best, there is great respect for what he says. I don't think he goes grumpy old man when he talks to you. I think
I'm with you on that to an extent, right? Like, you know, again, there's been a shift, right, in this, I don't want to say respect thing, but there's been a shift.
No. Pat has seen what the shift looks like. Like, hey, Spo had to tell Pat Riley, from what I'm told, can't practice like you used to, coach. These guys won't do it. Can't do it. We can't do it. They want to be fresh for games, and we just...
I mean, clearly Jimmy wasn't impressed.
Yeah, but he gave in a little bit. I think he learned from... So my feeling is he learned a little bit from maybe the way he handled things with you-know-who out in L.A., LeBron. And I think he gave in a little bit on this guy because the guy played the game the way... One thing Pat and Jimmy had in common, the way the game was played at both ends. And not being selfish and not letting the ball stick to you, Carmelo, and that kind of stuff. But I hope
Riley can fix it. Again, I just, like, you watched last night's game, and I just don't get why this team is as bad as they are.
I know.
With the roster they have.
And they played, did you see the start of the game? They played their ass off.
They go up double digits every game.
And Bam and Tyler come out, and before you know it, they both had 9 to start the game, 9 or 10 points, and hitting shots, and it just looked great. The effort, by the way, nobody questioned the effort. They're on national TV, and they look like they're on national TV. Just like when they play Cleveland, shorthanded. You know, they're like, hell no, we may not win, but we ain't getting blown out on the road in this one. Hell no. But so the question is, Pat is he 80 or almost 80? And at what point does Pat say, you know, all right, got a lot of stuff, all my friends out in L.A. and Hollywood, and I don't know if Pat still wants to go back there. That used to be the plan, and he wanted to go back there with his old cars and his...
He's 80. He just
turned 8-0.
Today's his birthday?
Well, I'm not singing it. It's very expensive to sing happy birthday to Pat Riley.
Today.
Anyway.
Wow, how about that?
I don't know if anybody gave him a happy birthday last night. It must be really expensive on TV, trying to do that on national TV.
But I'm guessing he's not too thrilled today, regardless.
No, I think Pat takes those losses home with him. I do. I still think Pat Riley takes losses home with him because he knows he's had a lot to do with putting this thing together, and he's expected more out of those guys. Let's be honest. They thought they're going to be better than this when Jimmy left.
Yeah, someone just texted to me. They go, "You keep talking about this roster. It's not a good roster." I mean, it's a good enough roster on paper to beat the Pistons, I would think, at home, right? Like, you should be able to beat the Pistons.
Hey, Woody, can I tell you? I don't know how good the roster is.
Well, obviously, it's not good. I mean, obviously, I'm wrong, I guess, but I'm just saying, on paper, you would think that this roster had enough to beat the Pistons at home.
Do you think, and this goes back to
the Hornets or all these teams you keep losing to? Like,
no, those are bad losses. Those are terrible.
You would still
losses.
Think like they should be okay. They should be good enough to win those games.
You got another Charlotte game coming up here. Like you got to win that. They're trying to get a first pick, man. They're trying to get the first overall pick. Get the kid from Duke. That's what they're trying to do. We got to go to break here. It is an interesting question. Once everybody got past the, I don't know, man. Nobody, that's the Holy Land. You don't touch that. That Pat Riley, and he's 80 years old. Like, is this Pat? Pat's helped put this thing together. Yeah, Pat's partially responsible for this. He is. And for where we are, we don't have a number one player. As good as Tyler was last night and Bam was last night, do we have – look at what Cade Cunningham's become to that team. He is a number one dude. He puts up 25 every night, just like he did last night, and hit the big shots at the end of the game. Yeah, that's what – all right, Detroit, that's a number one guy. That's what it looks like. Do we have that guy? Is that guy Tyler? Anyway, We got more stuff to get to here this morning. Kim Bocamper's on his way in. Speaking of guy could play power forward, what, 6'6", 6'7"? Instead, he was a defensive end. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida and the great sports medicine program they have put together. Speaking of all the teams we've been talking about, Miami Heat and Miami Dolphins and the Florida Panthers and Inter Miami, yes, they use the great doctors, team doctors, as well as all the specialists when there is an injury. Boy, it is nice to have an all-star lineup of doctors for every part of the body. Anything to do with knee, we got a whole bunch of great knee doctors. You name it, they can fix it. Shoulder, foot and ankle, toes, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We got some great doctors, man, great doctors. So the next time you have an injury and you go, oh, I don't know if you've seen this one a lot. Yeah, I probably saw it like 20 times yesterday. These doctors are great. And that's why they're considered to be one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Right here in our backyard, Dayton Broward, we are covered, and you can see those same doctors that I'm talking about right now. Got great facilities to go. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. In Broward, you don't have to go there because we got a new facility in 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. So easy. East or west, easy to get to. I mean right off 595 in Pine Island. And then at Hard Rock, right next to the training facility in the Miami Dolphins. Got a beautiful little facility there. We got you covered, man. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Get you healthy.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Kim Bocamper's going to be coming in like he does on Thursdays. Always great to be with them, and plenty of stuff. We'll get into some NFL and Dolphin stuff a little bit, but a lot of stuff going on. Miami Open is now rolling. The big boys and girls will be playing here starting today and tomorrow. And then NASCAR and Homestead, that's going on this weekend. FSU Miami Baseball. And the Marlins, 1 week out from their opener at home against the Pirates. So all that, and then, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, for you people that just love college basketball and probably the combination of being able to gamble on the college basketball and the brackets and everything. That's going to start up today, and Hard Rock Buckets and Bets. So if you get a chance, want to go out there, just got the weekend to yourself or a day to yourself, want to go out. I'm not talking about going out for an hour. I'm talking about sitting down and really getting into it for people that really enjoy this this college basketball, whether it's individual games or how you're doing in brackets or anything else. And by the way, please don't just do the lazy thing and go Florida Duke in the finals. Don't do that. Don't just Florida Duke in the finals. Don't do that. You got to get creative with something. Woody asked me what I have. Florida Duke in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, though. So Duke is going to be very, very, very tough to beat.
As long as that kid,
Cooper Flagg is healthy, which I'm guessing he is. But
kid's okay. What's he had now? A week off, basically?
Yeah.
A little more than a week?
Yeah, he'll bounce back quick, though. But, yeah, that team is loaded. They got three top picks on that team.
By the way, anybody that tells that kid to go back to school for a second year because he loves college, what?
Man, I've heard everything. I've heard don't play in the conference tournaments anymore.
Well,
that was another one I heard. You know, why would you play in the conference tournament? You know, you got the big tournament coming up. And
well,
there's just a second guess stuff that happens when people get hurt. But
so I would just say, if it's an NIT game, I mean, you would like think you love basketball, but if you don't, okay. If you're getting ready to turn pro and you're a high pick, I guess maybe. But I don't know, Woody. I don't know the future. I would have said that no one. You got a chance to play in March Madness, and you got a chance to play in this playoff system, which could be going to 14 or 16 games in football, or you get a chance to go to Omaha and play in a baseball World Series. I would like to think that that's still really friggin' important. That, yeah.
Well, I think Cooper Flagg has shown he likes to play, so I wouldn't worry about it with him.
Usually, guys are that good, they do love playing. You're right.
That guy's a gamer. He'll play.
Hey, so on this Pat Riley thing.
This is a dicey subject, though, huh?
Well, last night, Perk brought it up, and it's his 80th birthday today. Happy birthday to Pat Riley. I'm a big Pat Riley fan, and I used to jab him pretty good. And he was, you know, remember he made that promise when he got here, right out of New York, and he said, get ready. We're going to have some parades on Biscayne Boulevard. And I went, oh, my God. Have you seen how bad this team's been? And Pat Riley's delivered and almost delivered a whole bunch, a lot of friggin' winning. So last night, Kendrick Perkins, whether you like him or not, goes on the show. You know, what it was, a percolator stuff or whatever. He's got whatever creative thing they're using off his last name. And says, Pat's got to retire. He's got to go. A lot of this is on Pat. And so you know, the rest of them are going, ooh, I don't know, Perk. That man's done a lot of winning here, even recently. His success wasn't like 10 years ago. That man's been doing a lot of friggin' winning. And I guess for me, this is just for me, if Pat needs to get a big-time player to lead this group so that Tyler and Bam can follow, that would be – I think most people would agree. And I know they're not easy to find, unless you're lucky enough to get the first pick and it happens to be some dominant frigging guy or a top guy in the draft that you know. But we're not in that situation most years to do that, so you got to go out and do it. The other one is, I don't know what Pat Riley's health is like, but if it's good and he's mentally sharp and physically able to do it, go to work, then he's a guy. I don't care about the number 80. But if it's starting to affect him and he does have health issues, then they probably have to have a conversation. Maybe it needs to be a consultant job. They're not going to – listen, Pat's always going to have a job there as long as he wants it. And honestly, I think this keeps Pat motivated. It keeps him driven to get another championship and show everybody that he can put together another special team like he's done two or three times now with this organization. Then the other part of this is, Who wants to be the person that walks in Pat's office one day and says, hey, you got a second, Pat? We've been together a long time. We'd like you to step down. We're always going to take care of you, but we appreciate everything you've done, the value of our franchise and the NBA. A lot of it has to do with you. And then how do you replace him? Nothing against Mickey or Nick. Nothing against Nick, but Nick can't step in and take Pat's job. Not in my opinion, he can't. And Nick's a lifetime basketball guy. He didn't want anything to do with the cruise ships.
Yeah, the Heat aren't going to go outside the organization, though. I wouldn't think.
Do you have somebody inside who can do it?
I mean, Nick came to mind when you just brought it up, but...
Well, you brought him up on during the break.
Yeah, now, I don't think he can. He served every role there, right? I mean, he obviously knows the business.
Yeah, he knows the business. He's got favorite guys, and
the other thing is, at what point do you like rebuild this thing too? Like, if Riley's going to go, do you eventually hit the reset button and
they're
try
never
going to
do
rebuild?
That?
I know that's Riley's thing, though. Like, if Riley goes at some point,
Pat Riley said, "I will never do what the Miami Dolphins have done. I'll never do that. I will never do that to our organization. We will." It is when we come in and you're a season ticket holder, we want you to know that we think we have a chance to be real special. And he thought he had Jimmy Butler. And he thought, if these guys all stay healthy, we got a chance to have a top three or four team, like yesterday. We're just talking about it. Anyway, hasn't happened. And right now we got a 9 straight losses. And last night, same problem. Really same problem. Fourth quarter. Outscored 28-20. Had a lead. It's a broken friggin' record. Had a lead and couldn't hold it. All right. We got to go to break here. We've got more stuff to get to as we continue on. I want to tell you, because Kim Bocamper's coming up here in just a second. I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Oh, boy, if you own a business and you're looking to sell and you're not sure where to go and find out what it's worth and how long it'll take to sell, the main man can do it all for you, man. He's a marketing machine. Nobody's going to market your business better than the main man, Anthony Caliendo. And there is no business he can't sell. Doesn't matter how specialized, doesn't matter how big or small. A lot of people have moved to South Florida and have called Anthony Caliendo to put me on the list. And if something like this pops up, I want it. Matter of fact, now we got to find out if you're ready to sell your business. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you just tired of all the employees? Are you tired of being tired when you come home at night? Maybe it's time to sell. And if it is, go ahead and give him a call. Sit down with him. The main man will sit down and give you a free valuation worth $2,500 to find out, come up with a price everybody's happy with, and get going. That's what they do. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Ask for Anthony Caliendo. Special dude, man, can get it done for you. Visit the website, themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. We got Bo in here. We're just telling stories.
Morning, Bo.
Yeah, good morning. You know what? You know what I've been getting? I've been getting what? I've been getting. Hey, Bo. You know, I like when you go on with Joe and do the old man show. You ever hear people tell you that?
No, they.
I've had a number of people like in the last month or so go, hey, I like listening to that old man show you guys did on Thursday.
So you know, it is funny because. Because I get called grumpy, like, hey, dude, times have changed. Yeah. You're too worried about who's late, man. Yeah. Nobody cares about that stuff. And then they go, but Bo's a different level grumpy.
Well, you know what I got?
When you start one, it got me the day you wanted to bench Tyreek. And I go, Bo, yeah, you bench Tyreek. You know, I don't care what Tyreek does. Yeah. I don't care if he pees on the sideline, you know. Yeah. Like his ass got to play. I'm sorry.
You peed on the sideline before.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
I think we all have that story.
I think I get from like the, you know, because I do a lot of stuff with the Out to Pasture with our podcast. So I think I'm kind of linked now to these, everything I do. Oh, that's the old man stuff, you know?
You know, it is funny. We bring up things that we just take for granted. It's not a big deal. Omar came on the other day.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I mean, Jalen and Tyreek are always late to come out and stretch with the guys, but that doesn't count. And I go, why? If you're supposed to stretch as a group, stretch as a friggin' group.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you can come late because you make more or you think you're better than them.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, it's different. So I said, all right.
Well, it's different here. You think guys come out? Let me ask you this. You think guys come late to Dan Campbell's practices?
No.
It's whatever the you know, whatever,
I have trouble believing
whatever's allowed.
If you go to Kansas City or Philadelphia.
Can we get to some of the younger man topics here?
Yeah,
you guys talk about being
man.
Late later. Good Lord.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I'm not
all
doing
right.
that anymore.
He brought it up.
I know.
That's my fault.
All right. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. Did you see the video that the Bengals put out on social media?
Boom, or what's the...
Joe Burrow.
With Joe Burrow. And
Joe Burrow's excited about, I hope we're going over to Spain and playing the game in Madrid.
So they put out a video that was kind of trolling all the different media people that had said that they wouldn't be able to sign their two receivers.
And then they came in. They both
Yeah,
came
Mike
in.
Florio was featured prominently in the video. So you'll have to ask Mike about that, Joe, when you talk to him here tomorrow. But Mike said on Twitter, he said they broke character because they were concerned Joe Burrow was going to pull a Carson Palmer. He said this wasn't the Bengals changing. This was Joe Burrow forcing them to change.
Well, I think they did, right? I mean, he kind of, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's the first time they started paying the big bucks.
On that team right there, what Joe Burrow says, they're going to do, right?
He's that good.
Yeah.
But by the way, knowing Mike Florio, Mike wasn't going to go, yeah, I was wrong about that one. Mike just spins it like an attorney and keeps going, man.
Speaking of Joe Burrow, we had a trailer come out as well for Netflix's Quarterback Season 2. It will be Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and I guess they couldn't find anyone else because Kirk Cousins will be on it as well.
That should be exciting.
Really?
Kirk Cousins.
He was actually good a couple years ago.
Yeah. He was.
We got to see a different side of him when he first joined Minnesota. Was that the Minnesota move, right?
I think so, yeah.
I'd be interested to see Joe Burrow seems like a good guy, but a different guy, right?
We found out a little something about Joe when the house got broken into.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And the little lady.
Yeah, it's his security guard. Right. Oh, his security.
She sure looked good. Yeah. He's all, oh, man. He goes, you know, I just broke up with my girlfriend. I really didn't want this to be like this.
Oh, gosh.
All right, and this, I guess, is for the older crowd here. I remember this show, but it looks like the NBA is eyeing a possible return of NBA Inside Stuff. Do you guys remember that show?
No.
No, I don't think
that
so.
That was the show with Ahmad Rashad they used to have on NBC. It was their basketball show.
We know Ahmad Rashad's tighter than wet spaghetti with Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Those two are tighter.
Yeah, that was his show. I can't believe you guys don't remember that show.
I remember the show.
Looks like it might make a comeback here when the NBA switches to NBC again.
Yeah.
I always like Ahmad. He's still around. He might still live in Palm Beach.
As long as Michael was around, he was the number one guy in the NBA.
He was.
He did a lot of stuff.
He went from great wide receiver to NBA insider real quickly with Michael.
So what was his real name?
Who?
Ahmad Rashad.
That's not his name?
Bobby Moore.
It was.
I think it was Bobby Moore.
Friggin' great call.
So he played in Oregon, right?
He was at Oregon, and you're right.
He's Bobby Moore.
He's one of the original Pac-8 brothers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then he changed his name when he went in the NFL to Ahmad Rashad.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's when that conference had a little respect at Pac-8.
That's right. That's when you knew San Jose State could go up and kick the butts out of Oregon back then. Because they were horrible.
I don't know, but you took some of the best damn players and put them on your team. I know that. That dirty coach you had, although my coach is a little dirty too.
Yeah. All right, speaking of college here, guys, the NCAA tournament, of course, kicks off today. The NCAA has a rule that bans live animal mascots from the tournament's early rounds. So Drake, who is trying to bring their dog, they have a bulldog.
So does Butler, right? Butler's got a little dog.
I think a lot of these teams have dogs. But anyway, they said that the dogs are not allowed to go to the games because no one's allowed to have any fun anymore, apparently.
Wow.
Is Butler used to be really good in basketball? Are they?
Well, Butler was good because they had Brad Stevens. I think. They had a coach before Brad Stevens, I believe, that kind of got it going, and then Brad Stevens just
he had great teams.
They went to like two or three Final Fours.
Yeah.
In a row. I think they had. I think they played in one of the national championships.
Gordon Hayward was on that team.
That's right.
Gordon Hayward.
Good call.
They had for a little run there. One of my friends actually went to Butler. And I've been there. You've gone to games
when we go on the road.
Yeah,
you go
to Indy. I've been to the Butler Fieldhouse about four times, watching games. And
that's got to be a cool place.
It's really cool.
That's a bucket list.
I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah, that's the Hoosiers gym.
It is. And you know, it's a great crowd. But they were a really good basketball team there for a while. Really good. You know, they were kind of like the Gonzaga of the West Coast, right?
Not counting them out.
You see, Gonzaga's been in like 26 years in a row or something.
26 times, yeah.
It's insane.
But you know, and you look at that team. That team, for the time that they've been there, because Mark Few now, and then there was another coach prior to him that kind of got it going. They basically have gone the whole European route, right? Mm-hmm. All these European players that they've got in there to make them go. But I'm looking forward to the tournament. It seems to me.
Well, there's nonstop action at Hard Rock.
It's going to be fun.
Wide open deal.
Yeah, it is.
Griff II will not be allowed to attend.
Well,
Griff II.
Okay.
It's the Drake.
Is Texas in? Can they bring the Longhorn? Can we bring that bull in there for?
They lost.
It's funny you said that. They're out.
The Final Four will accommodate animals. Okay. Only the final four. No, not support. Not like our office here where people bring in pets every day.
What's the location of the final four?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
You know, years ago I used to know exactly where. I'd been to the final four. I think three or four times, and it's great. Of all the events I've been to.
That's a good one.
Well, you know what? You go like on a Saturday. For the final four, and then the games on, then the finals, the final games is on Monday, and that week of the final four, they have the coaches convention. All the basketball coaches are in the town in the location because me and Bobby Monica went to a couple times.
Our old equipment manager Bobby Monica.
We would just fly in on early Saturday morning. Go into the coaches convention, and all those coaches get tickets. And so we kind of go in there, and hey, you know, and we buy tickets from the coaches and just go to see the games.
It's great. Never been to it.
I went in 2023, of course, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
One of the best things I've been to. That was in Houston.
Oh, nice.
That was when the Canes were in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in San Antonio this year. A few weeks into the season, I didn't look ahead. I didn't think a trip there was in the cards.
This kind of started slow, and you figured.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen for us. Final one here, guys. We got the Paul Skeens, autograph patch card there, the debut patch that was like the holy grail of Paul Skeens cards. We have the auction closing this evening, and the bids, guys, up to $840,000, including buyer's premium. So this thing's going to get close to $1 million.
And he's going to pitch the opener against the Marlins.
And so what about the Ohtani card?
Oh God,
they're doing the same. Is that what that number is? Ohtani is
going to have a card, I believe. They had these gold. I don't know if you noticed this when they were playing. They had these gold logos on the back.
I didn't see that.
Logo man, whatever they call them, the shield. So they're going to put that in a card. It looks like here.
Yeah. He is something else.
Ohtani stuff is very expensive. There's a lot of Ohtani stuff out there, though. They have really capitalized well on him.
So he's going to pitch this year, right, at some point?
That bothers Joe.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Why? He's going to blow his freaking arm out, and then he's going to hurt him.
What are you, a Dodgers fan? Who cares, man? It's good for the game. Yeah. It's fun.
Boy, you guys are selfish.
No.
I'm not for a guy playing two ways. This kid from Colorado, they're talking about playing on offense and defense. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either. Pretty soon
you're not going to have them at all, one way or the other.
Yeah, it's even in college, playing in college two ways, you're kind of walking a tightrope there because it gives you twice as many opportunities to get hurt first, right?
I think so. I don't know if he's better. He's great at both.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good cover corner, and he's
to me, he'd be a guy like you pick where you want to play him. You want to play him in the secondary.
I don't even know what they're saying. Are they saying he's better corner or wide receiver?
Corner or wide receiver. Pick one and then pepper him into the other ones,
Maybe a little bit.
He's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You can, give him maybe a dozen plays. On defense or something, but in that game, for that long haul.
Yeah.
No. It's not high school. It's not
everywhere. You never come off the field and they got you doing everything. Yeah. All right. Hey, 8 o'clock hours coming up here. We're an hour away. James Lake, tournament director for the Miami Open, is going to join us. Get everybody fired up for that's getting ready to go out to the tournament because it's got lots of star power out there as the top players, men and women, get ready to play here. Coming up over the next couple of days, so it should be a lot of fun. Loctite Impact's fun every day. Chev, the CEO, boy, I'll tell you what, Loctite Impact has just exploded. Hurricane season is right around the corner. Protect your home now with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. With South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated service professionals, you can replace your old roof and your windows now. Zero down. 100% financing. Get Impact Windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Hey, why pay today when you can pay later? That's what it's all about. No excuses with Loctite Impact. They're ready. And they handle all the projects from permit to installation and everything in between. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a nice big staff of professionals there to answer all your questions and get you started with Loctite Impact today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.